Hello, my name is Rebecca Madison and I'm a Senior Claims Executive for the UK Defence Club. In this podcast, I'm going to discuss the BIMCO Force Majeure Clause, which was released by BIMCO in January 2022. As ship owners and charterers are no doubt well aware, there's been a rise in extreme events in recent years. In recognition of that, BIMCO has issued a model clause with the aim of addressing unexpected events that affect the performance of the parties under a contract. It is a model clause, and as set out in the health warning at the beginning of the clause, it should be adapted to suit the party's specific agreement, and it is not suitable for all contracts. BIMCO particularly urged caution before including the clause in a period time charter party with a broad trading area, which is further detailed in the explanatory notes to the clause. The clause sets out the specific circumstances in which a party can claim force majeure, with a deliberately high threshold to prevent it being abused. Provided a party can meet the threshold and has complied with the specific notice requirements, the clause provides that neither party will be considered in breach of contract or liable in damages for delay or non-performance. However, as detailed in the explanatory notes to the clause, it is worth noting that force majeure is not recognised as a legal concept under English law, unlike many other civil law jurisdictions. Therefore, a party will still be in breach of contract for non-performance, but may be excused from the breach to the extent that it is prevented or delayed from performing its contractual obligations. The clause also provides two alternative ways for either party to terminate the contract in the event of force majeure. However, BIMCO have emphasised that the spirit of the clause is to encourage cooperation between the parties, and there is an express obligation in the clause for the parties to discuss alternative ways in which the contract can be performed or the effect of the force majeure can be minimised. It is strongly recommended that parties read the explanatory notes before incorporating the clause into their contracts. In particular, the notes contain specific considerations and recommendations in relation to charter parties and contracts of affreightment, including additional sub-clauses that clarify the position with respect to off-hire, laytime and demurrage, and what happens if cargo has been loaded onto the ship. The wording of the BIMCO clause and the explanatory notes can be found on the BIMCO website or by clicking on the link in the article attached to this podcast. I hope you have found this podcast useful, and please contact the club if you have any questions in relation to the issues discussed. Thank you for listening.